Evening, ma'am. Can I buy you a drink?
I saved my first drink to have with you.
No, no, Rick, not tonight.
Especially tonight.
I say we drink the wine, eat the dogs, and use the papers for musket plotting.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape. And now, here to tackle the tough wine issues and kick off a special Super Bowl edition of The Wine Crush, the host who always scores, Laura Lawson.
The boys are back in the field. They're lined up. And there they go.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, welcoming you to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. Yes, in case you have not guessed, we are focusing on the Super Bowl today. We're going to talk for the last time a little bit about football. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about what you should do to throw a party. Today's show, we also have Robin Tinsley of the Wine Skinny, who's going to get involved, give us some recipes and ideas of how to throw the perfect pass or the perfect party. Of course, we're going to have your calls and your emails. And of course, I know you're most excited about my top 10 best things about the Super Bowl. And of course, you've got to have my prediction on who I think is going to win. So I think we've got a very well-rounded show for you today. But let's start here. We're going to do a little wow, our weekly wine, our sips and tips. As you're looking ahead to the Super Bowl, just think about all the exciting things. You're going to have friends together. You're going to eat a whole bunch of, well, I won't say healthy food, but you're going to eat a great diversity of food while you're enjoying the game. So when you think about that, you have to have something a little bit different. And I'm going to steer away from my favorite tried and true Chardonnay and recommend something different. Helfrich Pinot Gris, H-E-L-F-R-E-I-C-H, Pinot Gris. This is a great little Alsatian. Yes, I'm going to recommend something French. Everyone try not to pass out. But what's great about this wine, number one, it's a screw cap. So when people run off with your wine tool because they have to open their beer, you can get it open and don't have to worry about what's going in your glass. But two, it has a great balance of sweetness and dry acidity, if you can imagine that. You get a little bit of sweetness that'll complement those buffalo wings and that barbecue just fine. And of course, you're going to have a little bit of acidity that'll cut through that guacamole dip and you'll have no problems whatsoever. So that's my white recommendation. But to get off on something, I don't know how many people actually sat and watched 60 Minutes on Sunday. Took the time, sat and watched. They're doing a whole segment on resveratrol. And for those of you who had listened to the show in the past, you know that we have really hyped the benefits of resveratrol. Generally, this is something that is found in red wine. It is a chemical component from red skin grapes. And up until now, you've only been able to get the benefits of that through drinking red wine. Well, these great people, these Harvard medical scientists, have come up with a way to put resveratrol into a tablet. Yes, one capsule a day, and you can take 10 years off your life. It's great. They're saying it'll be out in about 3 years. It's certainly keeping mice happy and healthy. It's giving you the benefit of being able to sit on the couch, watch the Super Bowl, drink the beer you want to, eat all the buffalo wings, and you don't have to go diet. Now, personally, those of us who are in the know that resveratrol is the best thing about red wine health-wise. So if I have a personal choice of either taking a tablet a day or two glasses of red wine a day, I'm obviously going to enjoy my two glasses of red wine. So we're going to take that pass and put it into the Super Bowl form. So on Super Bowl, when you have to sit back and you're worried about everything you're consuming, why don't you grab yourself a bottle of Stag's Leap Petit Sirah? This big, chewy, wonderful wine has an understated elegance that will make you the hit of any party. You definitely can drink it with your buffalo wings. You can drink it with your barbecue. It'll go astoundingly well with all your ribs. But more importantly, it'll make you seem the sophisticate there in a crowd, because after all, we know the listeners to the Wine Crush are worried about being the sophisticated ones. So that's it. That's our wow. That's our sips and tips of the week. Certainly, you can catch up with these on our website or in my blog and see what I'm drinking. And that way, if I misspelled Helfrich, y'all can have a lot of fun pointing that out. So speaking of all that, I do encourage all of you, reach out to us. Let us know what you're doing for the Super Bowl. Call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email us, info@winecrush.com. Now, when you're calling the 877-4-CRUSH-1 to let us know who you're cheering for or what you're doing for Super Bowl, don't be scared to leave a message. We like people leaving messages on our wine line. For those of you who'd like to talk to us live, leave us contact names, contact times, phone numbers. We will be more than happy to joust with you on the show. So coming up, like I said, we have my top 10 things to do on the Super Bowl. We have Robin Tinsley from the Wine Skinny. And of course, you have more of my pathetic puns when it comes to talking about the pigskin. So more and all this excitement when we return.
Yes, America's favorite program will be back. You'll get more laughs, more fun, more thrill.
This is the Wine Crush. What better place to watch your favorite drivers duke it out than the most exciting city in the West, Las Vegas? The favorite hotel of NASCAR fans, the South Point, has your 2009 NASCAR packages on sale now. For only $999, two people can get the complete Las Vegas NASCAR experience. The package includes 3 nights deluxe accommodations at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, as well as 2 tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Race, 2 tickets to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Race, round-trip transportation from the hotel to the racetrack both days, and even a steak dinner for two at the South Point. Packages are selling fast, so make your reservations today. Reserve your Las Vegas NASCAR package by calling the South Point at 866-796-7111. That's 866-796-7111. The South Point, where all the race fans stay and play.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have 2 bananas.
And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Try and please me.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your host for this journey on the grape. And you have no worries. I'm not going to go changing to try and please you. Many people have tried. It never succeeds like it should. So we're having fun today talking about the Super Bowl and planning ahead for what you're going to do. Now, I know a lot of people are last minute thinking, oh, yeah, it's a big football game on Sunday. No big deal. But you really have to think about it. It is the hoopla. It is the big deal for American sports. And anytime you have a big deal, you have to find a way to celebrate. And when you celebrate, of course, you think about food. You think about some kind of beverage. We know that you devoted listeners of The Crush definitely think about wine. But as we know, I'm going to have to drop back and punt when it comes to helping you find food for the Super Bowl. So we have imported a guest today. Her name is Miss Robin Tinsley. She is the woman behind wineskinny.com, and she's here to give us a little bit of the inside skinny on food and wine. Robin, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thanks, Laura. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's fun to have you on there. So tell me, what is the Wine Skinny?
Well, the Wine Skinny is a website. It's been around for about 10 years. It's changed a number of times along the way. But the gist of it is that good wine and good food can be a part of your everyday life. It doesn't have to be expensive wine necessarily. It doesn't have to be restaurant complicated kind of food, but that every day can include these two essential pleasures.
Well, we certainly tend to find food and wine talked about pretty much in the same sentence and the same pattern over and over again. What makes Wine Skinny different?
Well, I think that it tries to take the intimidation factor out of the subject. I think wine is, for whatever reason, a really intimidating topic to a lot of people, a lot of Americans anyway. And it doesn't have to be. And I think that a lot of the publications out there, intentionally or not, try to make or end up making wine more intimidating. You know, am I drinking the right thing with the right food? Is this a wine that I should be embarrassed to drink? Or do I need to drink this at home where no one can see me? You know, what if I don't know what to order in a restaurant? Am I going to make an idiot of myself if I order the wrong thing? And I think that it doesn't have to be that way. I think that a lot of my perspective is informed by travel in other countries where wine is much more a part of daily life. But I think that wine should be absolutely about what you enjoy and what works for you, and there are no rights and wrongs in this, and I try really hard to stay away from anything that seems intimidating. I try to sneak a little into education in there where I can, but mostly it's about enjoyment.
I think you and I are very much close to being on the same page. You look at wine, and people tend to think you have to have a PhD to understand it,
yeah. And
that they can't put ice in their glass of Chardonnay if they want to. If you're drinking wine, if you're relaxing, if you're enjoying, it doesn't matter if you're drinking out of a spigot, out of a straw, out of the bottle.
Absolutely.
So I think you and I can move forward on something like that. So I'm looking over your website, and it says you have a recipe archive. What kind of recipes do you have that our listeners should pay attention to for Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, Super Bowl and football in Texas, which is where I am. I'm in Houston. Says chili. I mean, there is nothing better than chili on a football day, not only because it satisfies, you know, a large crowd easily, but also because you can make it ahead. You don't have to be fooling with it while the game's on. There is a recipe on the Wine Skinny for Texas chili. We feel very strongly about the way chili should be made when you're in Texas, and it does not include beans. I think there's even a note there that says that we don't entirely trust people who do put beans in their chili.
There you go. You love you Texans. You
exactly.
Always have your opinions. It's like Carolinians and barbecue.
Exactly. Well, we have strong feelings about barbecue, too. But the chili recipe that's there is very simple, too. It's not something that takes days to get the spice blend just right. It's kind of quick and dirty chili, but it's really good.
Is that what you're serving for Super Bowl Sunday?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, who are you cheering for?
Well, one of my local teams is not in it, so I'd have to probably be for Pittsburgh in this for no particular reason in the world.
Isn't there a longstanding rivalry between Pittsburgh and Dallas? Isn't there something along those lines?
There may be. I'm not in Dallas, and so I'm not entirely sure about that. But I know that I have a lot of friends in Dallas, and I think they're just pretending like this weekend isn't happening.
I think there's a lot of people like that. I'm a Carolina Panthers fan, and since the Cardinals are in the playoff Super Bowl whole deal with everything the Panthers went through, I'm just going to go for the party and for the wine.
Exactly.
So I have to ask you a question.
Sure.
TheWineSkinny.com, where does the name come from?
Well, it really is just sort of the inside skinny.
Okay.
You know, that being Hopefully something sort of fun and casual and not too overblown and self-important. I think I want to try to keep the tone light and easy.
Overblown and self-important. My producer's back there behind the window going, wow, that sounds so much like someone I know. All right, so you've got your Texas chili with no beans. What are you drinking with it?
Well, I think the chili, you'll see if anyone looks up that recipe, you'll see that I've got a pairing of Malbec with it, which I think is a nice fruity, lush wine to go with chili. I think it also works with Shiraz. People who have their favorite Aussie Shiraz, almost at any price point, I think works with chili. There's something about the spice and the spice together, the spiciness of the Shiraz and the spiciness of the chili that just seem to complement each other.
I think that'll work out. Earlier in the show, I said my drink of choice was going to be Stag's Leap Petite Sirah, and you and I might have something going there. You bring the chili, I'll bring the wine, and we can make it work in the middle.
Sounds like a deal.
If you had to give advice to our listeners who are just learning about wine, you know, they aren't your sophisticated shopper. They're the ones that are trying to find a value in today's recession, the economy and everything going on. What is the one tidbit of advice that you would give?
Well, I would say that there are good wines at every price point. And so if they are starting with a price point in mind, stick to it and just start exploring. Honestly, the only way to learn about wine, I think, is to just keep tasting it. You can read all about it. You can read descriptions. You can read websites. But ultimately, you've got to kind of start learning your own palate and what appeals to you. And if you have a good wine store nearby or even a good grocery store with a decent selection, you know, pick your price point and stick to it and just start trying different things. You know, if you find one thing doesn't appeal to you, then try something else. If you find something that does work for you, maybe try something else by that same producer or, you know, a different producer that makes the same variety. You just got to start exploring.
Exploring's a safe bet. I'm Laura Lawson. You're listening to The Wine Crush, and we are speaking with Robin Tinsley, who founded WineSkinny.com. Robin, one of the biggest questions I get when people find out that I have a radio show, how did you get started in wine? Robin, what was the motivation behind creating the Wine Skinny?
Geez, it's been about 10 years now, so I'm trying to remember exactly, but I know that it was a combination of factors. I spent some time in Italy and fell in love with the wine culture there, which is not hard to do. I was practicing law at the time and getting away from being a lawyer into more of a PR and marketing sort of world. And
I always like to hear it when lawyers say they're practicing lawyers. Do they ever get it right?
No, never.
Okay.
Never, I can say from experience. And lawyers also drink a lot, so those two things go hand in hand. But I needed to learn how to make a website, basically, so I could control some projects that we had going on. And so I sort of started the Wine Skinny as a little pet project. Amongst my friends, I knew the most about wine, and so I told them to quit calling me and just start looking at this website. I'd start putting information there. And the Internet's a funny place to live. It grew and grew, and it's now, you know, a pretty ongoing big deal, in my little world anyway.
And getting bigger daily the more I get involved in it.
Absolutely.
Well, Robin, thank you very much for calling in and being part of the Crush today. It's always nice to find another person who is obsessed enough to find a media outlet about wine. And for those of you who'd like to follow up a little bit more with Robin, you can reach her at wineskinny.com.
Thanks very much. It was my pleasure.
All right, Robin, I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
So all of our listeners, Robin stepped up and gave us a great chili recipe, and we know that kind of goes hand in hand with Super Bowl Sunday, but we want to know what else you are doing. Call us 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email us info@winecrush.com. But more importantly, Robin was talking about the great expanse of the Internet and how she created her website. My producer got me motivated. I encourage all of you, come join me on my newly created Facebook page. I have had a lot of fun, a lot of challenge making this out. For those of you, Facebook is not for the weak at heart. I have to admit, I thought along the lines, this is for teenage kids who want to keep up with each other. It's just another way to go back and forth. Oh, for the love of God, by the time you get in there, set up your profile, figure out people, you already have people popping up that you haven't talked to in 16 and 18 years. Now, of course, this is nobody who's recently asked to be my friend, but one thing I do want to point out about Facebook, if I hadn't talked to you in 18 years, whatever makes you think I want to talk to you now? All right, more exciting things we have coming up. We have Laura Lawson's top 10 reasons to watch the Super Bowl. And I know all of you wait for with bated breath to hear my reasoning, so I'm going to give you a little bit teaser of it right now. Number 10, top 10 reasons to watch the Super Bowl. What game? There's not a football game. It's all about commercials. And that's exactly why all the women are lining up in the kitchen. Let us know when their game's on a small break so we can come in and see what the frog, the lizard, the camel, the duck, somebody is going to say and do something cute. I personally am hoping for that little squirrel again to look panicked as the Audie's about to run over him. So that is number 10. I have more on that coming up on the show. Right now, I have a quick email. The email is from Ken in Chicago. Ken writes, "Your life seems pretty limited to Chardonnay. How can you recommend wine to the rest of us if you only drink one thing?" Ken, you're one of those that I would love for you to get on my Facebook page so we can go back and forth without a producer looking over my shoulder, because at some point they are going to say offsides or illegal motion to me, and you can pick which motion that might be. But honestly, everybody has to stick to what they love. Ken, I've been drinking for longer than I care to admit, and over the years, I have tasted and experienced and tried most of the best and some of the worst wines in the world. But one thing keeps me coming back to wine. One thing at the end of the day, when I've talked about wine, read about wine, and yelled about wine, the one that gives me greatest pleasure is Chardonnay. And that's kind of the hope of this show, to reach out to all of you and help you find, whether it's Stag's Leap Petite Sirah, whether it's Hilfrich Pinot Gris, is to find that one varietal, that one type of wine that agrees with your chemistry, agrees with your mind, and keeps you from choking people who make comments along those lines. So on that note, Ken, I hope that helps a little bit. And if you want to discuss any type of wine, I encourage you call in 877-4-CRUSH-1. I'd love to hear you drop a call on the line. All right, more coming up. Of course, my top 10 recommendations and why you should watch the Super Bowl. Plus, we're going to have your calls, your emails, and I've got some fun quiz items that I'd like to reach out to you and see if I can test what you know for a change. All of this when we return back at the Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and Earthshare.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are celebrating the upcoming Super Bowl today on The Crush. What possibly could wine and football have in common? Oh, gee, I don't know. You have to drink a lot of wine to get through football? At least certainly I do now. My precious Georgia Bulldogs, obviously they aren't going to have anything to do with the Super Bowl, so I'm just going to have to waste away my time and yours talking about the top 10 reasons to watch football anyway. So, moving on to my top 10 reasons to watch the Super Bowl, number 9, to get to see the neighbors you only see once a year. And each one of you right now is thinking, I know exactly who you're talking about. It's that woman that's 7 houses down. I wave at her at the mailbox. Then we go to the Super Bowl party. She drinks 2 bottles of Chardonnay, and then she's too embarrassed to face me for 6 months. We like those people. They give us something to talk about for the rest of the year. Of course, number 8, and this kind of ties into what we talked about with Robin. Because the 8th best reason to watch the Super Bowl is, where else can you eat chili, nachos, wings, and 7-layer dip and say it's part of the tradition? And this is why you listen to The Crush. So when you're going to just gauge yourself by all these strange, fattening, wonderful, great bar food items, we can give you the perfect wine to counterbalance the guilt that you might have from eating that the next day. So I do promise you that we have a wine line, which is 877-4-CRUSH-1. And we have a couple people right now who have left messages with their pressing wine concerns. We have Lori on the wine line.
I hear a lot about wines being called dry, and I was trying to find out what wines are considered to be dry wines.
Corey, number one, I apologize. I actually thought you were Lori, and I will owe you that apology. Dry wines. What dry means, in a very simplest of terms, is there's no sweetness in them. And when I say sweetness, the way you get a wine to be dry is through the actual process of fermentation. I promise I'm not going to bore you to death. But how you get alcohol is by yeast eating sugar. And winemakers and certain types of varietals will dictate how much of that sugar will be eaten, how much will be left over in the final product. So the more the happy little yeast goes around and chomps on all the little sugar, the drier the wine's going to be. So I would advise you, if you like dry wines, to avoid anything in tall, skinny bottles. Tall, skinny bottles tend to have RS, residual sugar, in them, and are going to be sweeter than what you look for. Golden standard rule. Driest wines on the planet tends to be Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon Blanc is always a great option for you. any kind of Chardonnay starts getting a little bit fuzzy because you have a lot of oak, you have a lot of butter flavors, but generally Chardonnays are drier style wines. Champagnes called Brut, B-R-U-T, are drier style wines. But for those of you who are kind of in the know, the best way to describe getting a hold of a dry wine you weren't expecting, think of that lovely feeling when you've accidentally or deliberately bitten into a lemon, and that pucker factor, your eyes start watering, your lips pucker, and the back of your mouth feels like it's on fire. That's generally what's considered dry. So, Corey, I hope that helps, gives you an idea of what to look for, what to experience, and I hope that you aren't the kind of person that all of a sudden gets stuck sucking on a lemon and thinks, I wish I had a sweeter wine. So, Corey, hope that helped, but we are going to move on now. We have Rhonda from Ohio on the wine line.
I was wondering if the alcohol content of a wine remains the same as it ages. I didn't know if there was a difference in that.
Rhonda, as a whole, the alcohol content is not going to vary. Now, that is one of these questions that right now there's a lot of people around the country going, ears perking up, saying she's wrong. Yes, it is. As a whole, what you're going to keep for ageworthiness, whether it's a Cabernet you lay down 10 years, whether it's a Cabernet you lay down 5, whether it's something you hold for 2 years, it is not supposed to change in the bottle. To tee off Corey's question just from a second ago, alcohol is determined by how much sugar the yeast eats. It's a byproduct of yeast. So your hope is that by the time that wine gets to the bottle, there is no more fermentation going on. Has it been known to happen? Absolutely. Think about the founding ideas of champagne. But as a whole, if the bottle says 14.7% alcohol now, 5 years from now, it's still going to be 14.7% alcohol. Now, when you start talking about Burgundies and Bordeaux, you lay down for 30 years, all bets are off. You can guarantee that some of that alcohol is going to evaporate. Some of it's going to change structure. Some of it's going to be absorbed into the wine itself one way or the other. So long and short of it, no, it's not going to change in the bottle. And hopefully that will give you some reassurance when you sit down, look at your cab, and know you can still get all the bang for your buck. All right, moving on, still on the wine line, we are going to hear from James.
Yes, I was wondering, is there any way that you can tell visually by inspecting a bottle when a wine is kind of past its prime? Is there anything that would show you on the bottle that maybe the wine is too old?
Well, that's pretty easy in my house. If it's still sitting on the counter after 2 weeks, it's been there entirely too long. But as a whole, yes, there are some very basic things to look for. The first thing you should examine is the capsule, and the capsule is the top part that covers the outside of the bottle. In the capsule, you can look for a couple things. There may be a little bit of mold on it. There may be a little staining. If you see mold or you see staining, you know that the wine at some point has leaked out, whether it was in transport, whether it was in storage. Chances are the wine is going to be bad or older. Two, when you're still looking at that capsule, you can see if the cork has pushed itself out or pushed itself in a little bit. If the cork has moved, chances are the wine is past its prime. Either through oxidation, it's going to be corked, or there was something going on the bottle. There is something also called the fill level of a bottle. And this is a little hard to describe on air, but because I'm such a master of vocabulary, let's see if I can do it. I want you to imagine a regular wine bottle, and I want you to think about staring at the level of wine. The level of wine generally comes down to a quarter inch below the capsule, meaning the lead top that's on top of it. As the wine ages, that level of fill is going to drop. And it varies, obviously, from wine to wine, what the actual original level was. But you can pretty much rest assured that once the fill level in that wine bottle hits shoulder level of the bottle, think about where the bottle tends to bow out, that wine is probably past its prime. Now, all things being said, everything I've just given you, the only 100% truthful way to figure out whether that wine needs to be drunk, can be drunk, should be drunk, poured out, whatever you want to do with it, is to pull the cork on it and taste it. This is why we have so many debates. Think about Benjamin Wallace and his book, The Billionaire's Vinegar. Think about what goes on at Sotheby's and Christie's and all the auction houses and everyone who's buying and collecting old wines. It's a gamble. And that's the bottom line, the best way to do it. Whether the wine is fake, whether it's new, whether it's old, you're always taking a chance. So, unfortunately, we have to take a chance right now because we are half the distance to the goal, which means we have to take a small break. More on this and more on exciting football top 10 recommendations when I return.
Little glass of wine.
Norrie wants us to finish this bottle and then three more. Says he'll water his garden with champagne before he'll let the Germans drink it. He's looking at you, kid.
The Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
What better place to watch your favorite drivers duke it out than the most exciting city in the West, Las Vegas? The favorite hotel of NASCAR fans, the South Point, has your 2009 NASCAR packages on sale now. For only $999, two people can get the complete Las Vegas NASCAR experience. The package includes three nights deluxe accommodations at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, as well as two tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Race, two tickets to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Race, round-trip transportation from the hotel to the racetrack both days, and even a steak dinner for two at the South Point. Packages are selling fast, so make your reservations today. Reserve your Las Vegas NASCAR package by calling the South Point at 866-796-7111. That's 866-796-7111. The South Point, where all the race fans stay and play.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to Z-Max.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and I am your host for today's show about the grape in all its glory, and of course, what's going on the gridiron, and we're putting the best of those two worlds together. And since it is my platform, I'm having a little bit of fun. I'll continue along my lines of the top 10 reasons to watch the Super Bowl. Number 7, where else can you find a complete definition of wardrobe malfunction? I mean, none of us even had a concept of what that term was before Miss Jackson. So thank you for adding something to our lexicon of words for the week. Number 6, we have to watch the Super Bowl to see which has-been rock and rollers are still alive. You know, every year they're going to put someone new on display. It's nice to know that the people who I loved 20 years ago, I can still see them in the Super Bowl. So I don't know. Is Dave Matthews going to do 2030? We'll see what happens. Number 5, you have to watch the Super Bowl to fully understand the new catchphrases that all your hip friends are going to be using for the next 6 months. Nice, dude. If you don't watch the Super Bowl, you'll never catch up. Those of you right now who missed the Super Bowl the last 2 years, you have no idea what number 5 was about. So we're having fun here on The Crush, tying in the great game of football with the great world of wine. But we do occasionally have to ask you for your input. So I have an email. This email is from Sharon in Arkansas. Sharon writes, I have just bought a wine cooler, and I want to put red Zinfandel in it. What would you recommend? Well, I applaud you for wanting to be different. I applaud you for looking after the American grape and the red Zinfandel, but also I applaud you for the fact you're going to put red wine in your cooler, because everybody knows that you want your red wine served at room temperature. Now, granted, this time of year, we can pretty much set it outdoors, and if it doesn't freeze, it's going to be fine. But in the summer months, you're going to be so happy to have a light chill on that. But back on topic, what should you put in it? Zinfandel, for ages, has been very, very easy to find because we call it the R category. How is Zinfandel the R category, you ask? Because the best producers have all started with R traditionally. You can put Ridge, Renwood, Ravenswood, Ragucci, and Rancho Zabaco in there. What's fun getting into all these wines is literally there are 15 to 30 different Zinfandels all these producers produce. And they have neat names, whether it's called Three Valleys, where it's Paso Robles, whether it's Tildeschi. All these great old 100-year-old vines and vineyards are broken up and segmented out. So whether you like the lighter style of Zinfandel, whether you like the heavier, I'm going to go grab a baseball bat and beat you over the head style of Zinfandel, there's a little bit from everyone. So anyone who's looking to do a baseline in red Zinfandel, think the R's when you go to the grocery store, your Mega Mart, wherever you're going to buy them, and those are always going to be your safe bets. Having said that, I have to recommend a new little up-and-comer called Ed Mead's. Great little winery that's doing some amazing things. So think R.E. R.E. Zinfandel. See, there you go, and you thought I didn't have enough sense to figure this out. So I hope that helps and gives you some insight. But, of course, we've gotten off track a little bit too far. I have to give you another reason to watch the Super Bowl this Sunday. Because as of Sunday, when the Super Bowl is over, you know that all of your favorite TV series will finally not be reruns. That gives us motivation, ladies, to get through the game, to know that once we see that final countdown, the two-minute warning, we'll have all new Grey's Anatomy. We'll have all new Desperate Housewives. We'll have all new Private Practices. And everything we haven't caught up with on our TiVo will be up to date. Question for you. This actually ties into what we're doing today. And I want all of you to reach out on the wine line, 877-4CRUSH1. Email us, info@winecrush.com. Or go to the website, winecrush.com, and tag this into my blog. I have a test for you. Here's your quiz question. What famous quarterback gave his name for a wine that is produced strictly for charity? All of you are running around. I'll even give you bonus points if you can tell me what the name of the wine was. So once again, what famous quarterback gave his name for a wine that is produced strictly for charity? You need to call the wine line, find us on email, find us on blog. Give us your answers and give us a contact way to get in touch with you, and we'll send you a lovely little gift, compliments of the Wine Crush. Just so we get back on track on some interesting things, there is some interesting news coming out of Southern California that's going to affect probably everything we talk about on the show this year. For those of you who are following national news, you know that the Central Valley is in a horrible, terrible drought. A good portion of our reasonable everyday wines come from the Central Valley. We have the drought going on in Sonoma. We have a drought going on in Napa as well. So we need to keep our eyes on what's going on. We have a new president to watch. We have our stocks to watch. We have our mutual funds to watch. But most importantly, tune into that weather channel. Let's see what's going on and see if California can get any rain. Because if it doesn't, 2009 is going to be a bit short and a bit rough of a vintage. And that also means that my drinking habits in 2010 are going to be seriously curtailed. Moving on, continuing our list of reasons why you watch the Super Bowl. My personal favorite, number 3. Although you know there is no SEC football until August, you can keep up with all of the players who used to be there. Because as we know, all the great professional footballers played for the SEC. Finally, number 2, and the most obvious reason, 93.2 million people can't be wrong. That is how many people turned into the Super Bowl last year. 93.2 million people. You have to think about that. All of everyone sitting around, if we can come together and watch football, why can't we come together and do anything else? There's got to be a political savvy lesson here somewhere. People stand up, pay attention. Perhaps you can start the political debate at your own Super Bowl party. Question I get a lot as people are trying to prepare in this economy for a Super Bowl party. Is it wrong to serve box wine? People have asked me on the street. People ask me in the studio. I will say again, absolutely, this is a great value-driven opportunity to bring out some great box wines. We aren't thinking about Franzia. We are thinking about other different things. Look in your wine aisle. Keep your eye on the box wines because it's definitely a great way to make a hit on Super Bowl Sunday. All right, we're going to wrap up my top 10, and we're going to give you my Super Bowl predictions when we return on The Crush.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
The Wine Crush.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
What better place to watch your favorite drivers duke it out than the most exciting city in the West, Las Vegas? The favorite hotel of NASCAR fans, the South Point, has your 2009 NASCAR packages on sale now. For only $999, two people can get the complete Las Vegas NASCAR experience. The package includes 3 nights deluxe accommodations at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, as well as 2 tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Race, 2 tickets to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Race, round-trip transportation from the hotel to the racetrack both days, and even a steak dinner for two at the South Point. Packages are selling fast, so make your reservations today. Reserve your Las Vegas NASCAR package by calling the South Point at 866-796-7111. That's 866-796-7111. The South Point, where all the race fans stay and play.
Well, howdy! Thanks for coming to Big Bubba's. We got a mess of used cars. What can we do for you?
We're looking for,
something cute.
Well, here's a beauty. A 99 model with a moonroof. As a bonus, we'll throw in a leaking gas tank. You could be driving and kaboom! Adds that zing of excitement.
You got any other cars?
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are getting ready to pass off into the best of reasons why I think you should be watching the Super Bowl. Finally, because you are listening to The Wine Crush, the show, it's all about the grape, everything you wanted to know about wine, the number one reason to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday, because The Wine Crush, your favorite wine show, will be on after the game, and you might as well find something to do in the meantime, and what better way than to watch the last football game of the year. See, and you thought I wouldn't find a cute reason for you to watch the game. More importantly, we've had fun today talking about how to plan a party, how to get involved with the Super Bowl, the fun reasons around this time of year. But we have some interesting shows coming up, and we encourage you, give us your thoughts and comments. next shows, we're going to talk about Valentine's. We're going to talk about the recession. We're going to talk about managing your money and wine. So think ahead. Call us on the wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email us info@winecrush.com with some questions and thoughts you may have on those topics. Well, of course, it wouldn't be a true Super Bowl show if I didn't give you my prediction on who I thought was going to win. I've got to go with traditionalist. I've got to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've got a great defense. The Cardinals, yes, they have a great quarterback coach, obviously coming from the Steelers, so they know the insides and outsides of what the Steelers are going to do. But I still say history stands. And, of course, you knew I was going to give that answer because I am a wine freak. And wine people know that the greatest vineyards, the greatest wines, are the ones that either come from history or create history. See, you knew I was going to tie it in at some point. We can laugh about the history comment all we want to, but ultimately that's what we hope to do here on The Crush, is help you make history. Whether you're the first person to throw a Super Bowl party where you do nothing but a wine tasting, which actually is what I will be doing this Super Bowl Sunday. Beer is not allowed into my house. You have to come in. You have to have a bottle of white wine, a bottle of red wine, and everyone has to switch up and try something every quarter. So here's a great recommendation for those of you trying to put a cool party together. Do wine by quarters. You have a white wine the first quarter, a red wine by the second quarter, back to white for the third, and of course red to the fourth. Now, for those of you who are rooting for the Steelers when they do win, of course champagne is a necessity at the end of that game. But it all ties together in the sense that regardless, Super Bowl doesn't have to be about beer and buffalo wings. It has to be about getting together with the people you like and enjoying it in however manner it is. Even if it's turning the game off and turning jazz on, we hope that you can find a way to incorporate wine into any part of your life. Most importantly, when you're thinking about Super Bowl Sunday, I want you to take to heart one of the recommendations we try and give at the end of every show. State troopers, everybody are going to be looking very, very carefully to make sure that everyone makes it home safely. So please remember, sip socially. Drink responsibly. If you're going to drink, don't drive. If you're going to be the designated driver, make sure everyone gets home. So this is Laura Lawson, once again reiterating, sip socially, drink responsibly, and remember, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth.